So Long Albatross here on Neo Rocks After the Ether. Before that, you heard from Welshly Arms, 2 Seconds Too Late, and The Commonwealth with Emerald City Blues. And as that set was going on, we've got So Long Albatross in studio with us.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, it helps if I turn your mics on. Sorry about that.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
See, that was a test to make sure that they were on.
But you guys were telling me the Commonwealth is actually playing a show with you guys this weekend.
This Saturday at the Waterloo Arts Fest.
Yeah, and we're playing at 4 o'clock at the Tavern, Beachland Tavern, and Commonwealth is playing after us.
Yes, I believe at 5:30.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot going on this weekend with the Waterloo Arts Fest because they've got multiple stages, and I haven't had a chance to check out the entire music schedule yet. We've actually got a DJ, one of our DJs from tomorrow night, Tuesday nights, will actually be spinning earlier in the day on the Beachland stage.
Oh, that's cool.
So the Waterloo Arts Fest coming up this weekend. But right now we've got So Long Albatross in studio, guys. Welcome and introduce yourselves.
My name is Keith Vance. I play guitar and I sing in the band.
I'm Adam Horwat. I play bass in the band.
So, and you guys have been together pretty long time, not just as So Long Albatross, but...
Yeah, we've been playing for probably 8 years.
Yeah.
Before that, Keith and Eric, the drummer, played for a long time.
Yeah, probably like 15 years. So we have a long history.
And the name So Long Albatross comes actually from a song from the previous band.
Yeah, the last song on the last album that we did with the band, The Slow Blade, which was the three of us and my brother played bass and our friend Jesse Leonard, he was the singer. The last song on that album was So Long Albatross. So since this band kind of derived from that band, we thought we'd kind of pay homage and use the name. I thought it was fitting.
It works out. So with you've got a new disc coming out, self-titled. Tell us a little bit about that.
We're really excited about this. We've been working on it for about 2 months, a month and a half. The songs, though, have been in the making for probably about 2 or 3 years since we started.
Yeah, I think it was maybe December of 11, December of 10. Somewhere in there.
I don't know. I trust you. But we've been working on these songs for a really long time, and just now have we been able to give them the attention that we think that they deserve and really release a proper album. So we're really excited about it. We're really happy with it. Everybody who's heard it has given us really good feedback, so we're hoping that people like it.
So have you been playing out as So Long Albatross for the past 3 years? Then,
no, or? I think our first show was in September of 12, I believe.
Yeah, we went through a lot. We had this different vision for this band, and we had, we wanted another guitar player and a keyboard player, and we tried out a bunch of different guys. It's not like we tried them out and they weren't good enough. It just didn't work for whatever reason. But eventually it was like, well, we kind of ran out of options. It's still just the three of us, so... Adam like turned up the fuzz on his bass amp, and we played a song, and it just like clicked that's how it was supposed to be.
Yeah, that's how we were gonna go.
We got this sound out of nowhere that we've kind of been running with. So since then, we've been really focusing on like how much power can we get out of a three piece, and I think it's been pretty good, and we're really excited about it.
So then September, does that mean Cellar Door was their show? That you played one of,
that was the
was that the third, first
third or
show?
The second show
that I think would have been the second.
Okay,
we didn't play the Grog Shop before that. I thought we did. I don't know. It was the second or third show.
Okay.
So really, we haven't played a ton of shows as this band, but we have about a show a month coming up for the next like 6 months, so we'll be pretty busy.
Well, Kirk. What? Go ahead.
I was going to say Cellar Door Records. How's it been working with them, and how have they helped you contribute
Fantastic.
To what you guys are doing?
Justin and Allie, they're great. They're really nice people. They're good to work with.
Did you ride the swing yet?
The swing.
Yes.
We haven't been to the property.
Oh no, we haven't been. Oh,
okay,
no.
You got to ride the swing.
Sounds like a cult when I say that.
We haven't been to the property. Out to the property.
Yeah. The commune.
It kind of has kind of started. Never mind.
No, but
when you do go there, you have to ask Justin for the swing. It's awesome.
Yeah, I saw the swing. This is starting to sound really inappropriate.
Yes, it is.
It's just a regular swing.
For the listeners, yes.
Yeah, but I think I saw a video that somebody was sitting on the swing.
Okay.
Yes.
It's all ages. It's all good. It's, you know, PG.
Well, why don't we hear another track off the disc? Going to Out of Focus, correct?
Out of Focus, yeah. This is the first song on the album, and we kind of released it on the internet a couple days ago.
Well, here we go. Out of Focus by So Long Albatross right now on Neo Rocks. Albatross with Out of Focus here on Neorax, and during the song we were actually talking about how long you and your drummer Eric have been working together, and one of the things that it's always I'm not going to say fun to watch but always to look at is how long bands have been together and who all they've all worked with, and how sometimes it just doesn't seem to last more than a couple of years, but you've been together for over a decade.
Oh yeah, like so 16 years, because I was 14 and he was 15 when we met. He was roller skating, not roller blading, roller skating.
Wow,
they still make those
outside of a drugstore in short shorts. That's all he had on was short shorts, and he wasn't trying to be like sexy dude. That's just, he just wanted to wear short shorts. So he's doing some like 180s and some 360s on his roller skates. And I was up there at the drugstore with my friends. And we started talking and, you know, figured out that I played guitar and he played drums. And we started jamming. And, you know, now his wife is my wife's best friend. We're best friends. You know, we all have kids who play together. And I don't know. We've been in a billion bands together.
Can I ask a question? It's kind of pertinent to the story. All right, so let's go back to the beginning. You short see shorts. Dude on skates in short shorts. Now, go forward 10 years, you've got all this awesome stuff happening. But how did that conversation start up? Did you just walk up and like, hey, dude, nice short shorts? Or was there something?
I think I knew the people I was with knew him already. So we had that mutual friend. And I think that I knew of him because okay. I had a friend who was good friends with him already. And then the three of us started a band together.
He had a short shorts reputation.
The short shorts, yeah, preceded him. So, and not only this, like I'm 14, like a little super skinny, super pale, no hair on my body anywhere. And he's busting full chest hair, like a mane of chest hair. And he's 15 years old. And I was, it's intimidating. But I just, I don't know. We just hit it off.
Poor guy can't even defend himself.
Yeah, he's coaching a baseball game right now. So, you know.
He's coaching for his son. Good reason to not be here.
He's got the long pants on today?
Now he's probably, hopefully, wearing long pants. Okay. They may not allow him to participate.
So you're releasing the disc coming up next week, July 5th.
Friday, I think, right?
Yes.
It's, yeah.
Friday the 5th at Mahal's. Tell us a little bit more about the show.
Is with Free Medicine and Nomads and Chin Shota.
Yeah, and Mahal's is a really cool place. I haven't been there yet, but I've heard really cool stuff about
it's
it. Cool
in Lakewood. It's a venue / bowling alley.
Yeah. That's cool. I've heard a lot about it. I've been meaning to get out there for the past 6 months and still haven't gotten out to see a show.
Are you guys going to play go bowling at all while you're there?
I'd like to try to get that in.
Who's a better bowler between you two?
I'm bad. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, I mean,
if I break 100, I'm stoked.
Yeah, I'm worse than that, I think.
So I'm the better bowler.
Yeah, okay, probably. Stick to music, right? There you go.
So I've heard of Free Medicine and Nomads, but Chin Shota, I haven't. Are they from the area, do you know, at least?
I believe so.
Okay.
I think
all these bands are from the area, I assume. Justin Markert, you know, the Cellar Door guy, he kind of put everything together. He knows a lot more about the scene than we do, so we totally trust him in making those decisions. But we're real excited. I know the Nomads just played a show, and Adam just saw Free Medicine, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Free Medicine and Nomads actually at the Porch Fest, and they were both really good.
Yeah, so we're excited about it.
I say, how was Porch Fest?
It was awesome. It was a really cool. I guess this was like the fifth one, I think, and I hadn't heard of it before that. And yeah, it was really cool.
Say, something you guys might consider playing next year?
If we get the opportunity, that would be really cool.
That's a cool idea. I've never heard of that before, Justin, this year.
All right. Well, why don't we play another track off the disc? Going to cue up Wildfire now. Anything special about it?
Wildfire is kind of our oddball song. It doesn't really fit the format of the other songs.
We changed it a bunch of times, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the basic idea has always been there, but...
Yeah, so we're really excited how it turned out. That was one of the question marks. We weren't sure if it was going to make the cut, but it actually turned out to be one of the... One of the better songs. So,
all right. Well, here is "So Long, Albatross" with Wildfire right now on New Rocks.
We'll be right back.
So Long Albatross here in studio with us, that track called Wildfire. And you guys said that this track changed several times throughout the creation of it. In what way did it change?
Well, actually, I came to the band with it, and it was kind of done. You know, it had, like, lyrics and chorus and, you know, the vocals and the guitar parts and everything. And we were about to play the Grog Shop show. Was it the Cellar Door one?
Yeah, it would have had to have been in December, I believe.
Anyways, we were about to play a show, and we wanted to include it, but we didn't write the song yet, really. So I just played it by myself, like, closer to the end of the set, actually. You remember that?
Yeah. I think I do remember that.
Yeah, I just played it by myself. And then after that, we kind of were going to scrap it because we just couldn't make it work for us. But then we were about to start recording, and we had, like, 11 or 12 songs, and I really... You know, that song would get stuck in my head, and I would just, every, like, practice, I'd be like, guys, we really should try to figure this out. Like,
we just kind of kept it simple and just went at it like the rest of our songs, and it just came out the way it did.
Yeah, it just worked, so. It's just kind of slower than our other songs, but we still, you know, there's lots of heavy guitars and stuff like that, so it still kind of sounds like us.
Well, yeah, I say, I thought it worked. Yeah. So, so, you guys have... a bunch of stuff kind of sort of tentative up in the air after the July 5th coming up. You guys are going to be pretty busy. So where can people go to find out everything that's coming up and keep up with you?
Our Facebook is probably the easiest thing, you know. I don't know. I would just search So Long Albatross on the Facebook.
SoLongAlbatross.com, too.
And then the website, SoLongAlbatross.com. You could check into Cellar Door. I think it's
CellarDoorCLE.com.
There's links to everything there too.
And the disc is currently available digitally.
Yep, iTunes, Amazon, Google, all those digital stores now.
And then of course the disc being released officially
on the 5th,
next Friday.
Yeah.
Yep.
At Halls in Lakewood, playing along with Nomads.
Free medicine,
and
Chinshoda.
It's a tough one to say. We've had some really weird band names to say on the air.
We have a 10-second delay, so that's good. I'm crossing always my good fingers this entire time.
So, guys, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you,
and thank you very much.
Talking about the disc, and now that we have it, we'll be playing more off of it for sure.
Awesome.
So, once again. This weekend at the Waterloo Arts Fest in the Beachland Tavern, you guys are playing at about 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Yep.
And then, as always, WJCU will be at the Waterloo Arts Fest. We'll have a tent, we're hoping, just outside the tavern. So stop by and
absolutely
say hi. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
We got one last track from you. And as I cue it up, Outlasted, I would say anything. Anything you wanted to say about this one?
This is a newer song, too. This is when we really started to get our footing. We kind of made up our mind about what kind of band we were going to be.
Yeah, this song kind of just went together real fast and we ended up liking it.
Yeah.
You know, it was, there were some ideas from, some old ideas that went into it. But, it just kind of fell together really well.
Yeah, we like it.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in. Last track from So Long Albatross for tonight. Here's Outlasted right now on Neo Rocks.